person should have in mind when he wraps himself with the tzitzis. Or the main point is not so much the wrapping, but the putting on the tzitzis. Should see one Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So this is going to fulfill the idea of the month Tizkru Basisem is called Mitzvah. So he puts it to Zan, like the Pasuk says, in order to remember and fulfill the Shem's mitzvahs. Okay. So that's the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Tes. So Mishnah Berurah raises the question, we know that the general concept of called Mitzvah Srichos Kavanah. So is this that din? Is this a separate concept behind that? So Mishnah Berurah Bezel Mavara Kabona Shesarach Lecham and Bilavisha Kaim Mitzvah Sitzis. This is besides the basic Kavana that a person always has to have a Mitzvah Sitzis Kavana, that you have to do the Mitzvah with Kavana, which the Aruch HaShulchan points out that means that it's a very simple Kavana. You have to think two words, the Shem Mitzvah. I'm doing it because Hashem commanded me to do it. That's Mitzvah Sirchus Kavanah. But besides that, a person has to have in mind the Mantis Kuro Vasisem in order to remember and do the mitzvahs. Because of a Bach, Shekenadin the Tvilin Besukkah, you find two other places in the Torah where the Torah writes the word Laman. It says Laman Yedu Dorasechem by Sukkah. So besides the mitzvah of the regular halacha concept of doing the mitzvah sukkah, the shem mitzvah, like any other mitzvah. Besides that, the person has to sit in the sukkah as a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael sukkahs when they left Mitzrayim, whatever pshat and sukkahs means. Right? So that's the second place. And the third place is tefillin. Tefillin says, the mantiyah teres Hashem b'ficho, that you put in tefillin in order that Hashem's Torah should be in your mouth. And we'll see later on the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chafei. We'll say that therefore there are certain kavanas you have to have when you put on tefillin. Tarsus Hashem b'ficha, he's understanding, meaning the specific lessons of the parshias of tefillin, which refer to the yichud and the achdus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bereshit has the kayach of Moshe Rabbeinu and Metachtei Masasim. So no, the Bereshit has took us out with Mitzrayim b'yad chazaka. So there are different points, but you put on tefillin in order to have these ideas in your mouth, to remind you of these ideas. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have that kavanah. So again, the Bach will say that's all besides the din of mitzvah shechus kavanah. Two separate concepts. After b'shar mitzvahs yotzei afshal mechavan b'adover. By other mitzvahs, you don't have to have any special thoughts of why you're doing it and what lessons it's teaching you and what it represents. It's very simple. You're doing it because Hashem said so. That's over there. But Hanach, Shiny, these three are different. Since it's Ksiv, Laman Tizkeru, it says Laman Tiyat Hashem Beficho, Besukah, it says Laman Yedud Arasechem. Okay, the Bach then continues and says, "Kolmakom near this Chozel Chachila, Kray the Kaim a Mitzvah B'Shlei Musa." That this is the Chachila. Avu B'Riyavet Afim Loikiven B'Chol Elu Rak L'Kaim Hamitzvah Sasei. If you just had the basic Mitzvah Kavanah, Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah, we pass the Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah as Ma'akev, Mitzvah Shrichos Kavanah. So that's the basic Mitzvah doing. That's the basic Kavanah doing it because of Mitzvah Yashem. That you have to have for sure. If you get past, you've done that, so we're saying you should have this other kavanah of the lessons it's teaching you, etc. But on that, the answer is b'riyevid, or that he's saying b'riyevid, that wouldn't be ma'akev. So he tells us these things are not ma'akim. Now the truth is, there's a sefer Aruch Lanier, Rabbi Yaakov Ettinger, was one of the Gedolei Germany, early 1800s. So besides the sefer Aruch Lanier, he also wrote a sefer called Bikurei Yaakov. It's a pirush on Hilchos Sukkah. So over there, the Bikurei Yaakov and Hilchos Sukkah. So the Bikurei Yaakov says, when he's talking about this halacha of having kavanah of the man yedud arasechem, he holds it's ma'akev. and therefore Pashas, he would assume that's true by Sitzes and by Tilin also, not like this Mishnah Berurah. He holds that the Russian gave you the mitzvah in order that you should know Leman Yidu Dorasechem. The Russian gave you the mitzvah in order that Leman Tizkur Vasisem, or Leman Tiyat Roshem Mafichel. The Russian gave the mitzvah for this purpose. You have to have that purpose. That purpose has to be accomplished, otherwise you're not yet to the mitzvah. That's what he holds.
So when we say that you have to have Kamada, otherwise you're not Yosef, this means Kamada at any stage of doing the mitzvah? If right before you finish, do you remember?
So it's a fair question. So the Bir Halacha later on raises the following question. Mitzvah is Kamada. So the kimono, that kimono clearly is ma'akeh. So I put on a baguette with four corners, and I have tzitzis in all four corners, but I'm not mechabel l'shem tzitzis. So the question is, was I over wearing a baguette of four corners without tzitzis? Because since I'm not mechabel the mitzvah, so I should be over. Or if a person sits in a sukkah without kimono and eats his meal, if he says ma'akeh, it means he ate a meal outside of the sukkah. Or possibly not. It's not really meal outside of the sukkah. So the Bir Halacha raises this question in Siman Samach, or a similar type of question. Mechas Chinuch also talks about it. Mechas Bir Halacha holds that you're not over the Asura, say. The Mechas Chinuch disagrees. It holds that as much as you're not Makar in the mitzvah. So according to Mishnah Berurah, you didn't do it in Isser, and eventually at some point in time you did your mitzvah, so at least you did a mitzvah at some point in time. Could have and should have done it longer, but you didn't.
What?
But according to the Minchas Chinuch, as much as it's ma'akev, so having a kick in the end doesn't help you for all of the moments that you were begging without being Makar in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So you're over the Isser where you're begging without tzitzis, according to so it's interesting. There's this famous discussion about the Hini Muchel Mazumans that the Hasidim were wanted to say, and the Nodeh Behuda was misnagged to that, and many other things he was misnagged to. But he's misnagged to that. By tefillin and by tzitzis also, really there are two parts of the Hini Muchel Mazuman. So Hini Muchel Mazuman, the Kabbalists say, Hini Mechaben, right? The Hini Muchel Mazuman, usually the person comes along and says a Kabbalistic formula of connecting together the two parts of Hashem's name through the Chilu Rechimu, etc. That part he felt we shouldn't say because we're not really, we don't understand what we're doing, and if you don't understand what you're doing, when you say those things, you can make it, the Kilkul can be greater than the Tikkun. But by tefillin specifically, the Perek of the continues and says Hini Mechavim, and it goes through these different kavanas that the Shulchan Aruch and Simchat Torah delineates that a person is supposed to have when he wears tefillin. And according to the Aruch Lanier, it's Ma'akev Bini Eved. So a person definitely should be saying that paragraph. And there, the Mishnah Berurah does point out if at the beginning of when you put it on, you have those kavanas, we assume that from that point onwards, there's like a stam das that kavana is in effect from that point onwards. So the same thing with tzitzis, you say. You, the person really, definitely, strongly lechachilo should think when he's putting on tzitzis, he's doing the mantis group in order to be mekayem mitzvah tzitzis, mitzvahs kavana, and in order to remember Hashem's mitzvahs and do that. That should be the person's thought process because we don't want to be in a situation where you're not mekayem mitzvah. You should do that as early on as possible. So that's mentioned in the. In some versions of the paragraph before tzitzis, that line is mentioned on the tizkuru. Some it's not. So if a person would be a good idea, a person should do that. It's also relevant to Talos Katan. It's even more relevant to Talos Katan. The challenge with Talos Katan is: so Talos Katan, you come to shul and you open your sitter, you see the paragraph, and you put in your Talos Katan. Talos Katan, you put it in as soon as you get up in the morning. And you might wear it for 20 minutes, half an hour before you get to the shul and say the bracha. Meanwhile, you're wearing this four-corner garment for half an hour without having the kavanah. So according to Mr. Rabbi Yehavin, it's not ma'akev. According to Aruch Lanier, Bidi Yehavin, it's ma'akev, means you're wearing a bag of four corners without doing the mitzvah for half an hour because you didn't have kavanah. So you have to train yourself to have kavanah as soon as you put on your tzitzis in the morning to have that kavanah, the mantizkaru, in order not to get involved in the shayla. There is a chayodom, Mishabur quotes in Siman Samach, that regards to Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavon, which holds Ma'akev by the Rices. So Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavon, the chayodom says like this, he says, if it's Mucha Mitech Ma'asov that he's doing it for the Mitzvah purpose, that solves the Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavon apart. Like, why am I putting these black boxes on my head? Right? Because I enjoy putting black boxes on my head. I'm having communications with other people in outer space. I mean, you know, obviously putting that because of the mitzvah. It's more relevant in a case where it could be. I clearly might have a head, a different reason why I'm doing it. The example she gives: let's say a father's benching with his children. So if you bench my children, I want to train them to bench. Or you bench my children because I'm benching because I have to bench. So for there, it's not clear what you're doing, which one you mean. So there, Kabbalah would be my akiv, what your intent is. With young children, he's being mechanic. Because there might be a time a person would bench, go through benching with the children, even if they ate what bread he didn't. He has to bench with them to train them to bench. That's an example that he gives. Or there can be other examples like that. But if it's obvious from a room, and that's what you're doing, but that won't solve the problem of Antiskrum. So Antiskrum, the Maestro, again, the Bach, the Mishabura Pasans, and the Primavera Pasans, and the Raw Pasans, that's not Makab B'Yevet. But the Archaler Pasans, it's Makab B'Yevet. So at least a Chalchila person, and the Mishabura agrees, the Chalchila person should have the Kavanah, he puts on the Sitz as the Antiskrum. Okay, Sif Tess.
We don't have to wear tzitzis. The whole point is the zechira. So just the fact that someone's putting it on, doesn't that constitute the kavanah to do whatever you're supposed to do when you put on the talis kavanah?
But if you're not remembering, you're not remembering. The guy with the finger, the string around the finger to remind him, but he can't remember what he's supposed to remember. No, that's not called remembering.
What I'm asking is just the act of putting it on is being, you'll say, the act of remembering.
But
that's what you're doing.
I'm supposed to remember the Hashem mitzvahs. If I don't remember the mitzvahs, Chofetz Chaim is fascinating. Chofetz Chaim, you know, he's a very practical person, the Chofetz Chaim. So he writes one place in Shmiras Loshon, like at the end of Shmiras Loshon, Chelet Beis, he talks about some practical mitzvahs. So he has like these very interesting orders. So one of them, he says, he wrote a sefer called Sefer Mitzvahs of Kotzer. So why do you write it? Sefer Mitzvahs of Kotzer, he goes to there are 270, 271 mitzvahs which are relevant as far as that, as opposed to all the Taryag mitzvahs. So he wrote a sefer mitzvahs of kotzer to delineate. He said, why is that? Because we say mitzvahs are to remind us of the mitzvahs. If I don't know what the Hashem's mitzvahs are, it's not called reminding me. So I need to know what the mitzvahs are. So it says, we become a better person to learn through the sefer, at least know the ones that we have to do. And then you can say that tzitzis will act as a reminder to remind you to do that. So he said that he recommends the sefer and memorizing the sefer. So from now on, that was Chofetz Chaim's look at this type of thing. He also says a fascinating idea. He says that we know the rules. You can't eat before you do. You have to say what you're mechuyav to do. You can't eat before you put on tefillin. You can't eat before you take lulav. You can't eat before you blow shofar. A minimum amount you're allowed, but you can't really have a meal before these things. We also mitzvah every day. So you can't eat before you do that mitzvah. It's not because it's a constant mitzvah. It should be worse. It should be better. These mitzvahs are once. So we said, because I'm afraid you're going to study, you're going to forget to do the mitzvah over here. So a person, when he says just like you have to wear tefillin, you shouldn't be made eder sheker ba'atzmo. Saying wearing tefillin, you're not wearing tefillin. Saying you love Hashem, you don't love Hashem. So that's made, you're being made eder sheker ba'atzmo. So I love it. It's a good horror. It's like such a basic thought process.
If he puts on his talis katan and he verbalizes that, is that a problem of learning Torah before one makes the bracha about learning Torah?
You know, it's an interesting question. I would assume not, because he's not doing the shame, right. Shame limit. He's doing it the shame, like the Shabur says. We'll talk about if you say psukim the shame tefillah, not the shame limud. It's not the spiritual Torah is not ma'akim. So yeah. Sif test. Kadam shiborach yayin bechutei atzitzim heim sheirim kadesh shel yiborach levatol. Mishabura Sif Kot Mukhov. Yain Mashma Midiri Abach Liraba the Gamba Shabbos Yeshiv the Katalis. I'm Simon Yigimul the Vir Locha. So they say that you really should check your sits the Shabbos morning also. So in Simon Yigimul, he's going to discuss over there if that's required or not. The two issues which we would have, like this. He says the minhag is not like that, apparently. So first of all, there's two arguments why. One is we're afraid that one of the things that you usually do when you're checking your tzitzis in the morning is you tighten the knots. You see the knots coming loose, you tighten it. Well, on Shabbos, we don't want you doing that. So there'd be an argument, maybe you shouldn't do it on Shabbos because you're afraid you might come to tighten the knot, which that's problematic. This, on the other hand, which is interesting, Lashon over here is, in other words, we'll see the next, you know, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, check it, it shouldn't be Brachah L'Batala. I mean, I would have to check it because you don't want to put a pair of four-cornered garment without tzitzis. Like, yeah, it's true that Brachah L'Batala, but there's a more intrinsic problem to mitzvah tzitzis. Check your tzitzis because make sure you're doing the mitzvah tzitzis. Right? Not because otherwise the Brachah is a Brachah L'Batala. Like, it's a funny way to present it. So on Shabbos, interestingly enough, you don't get a din of a bitul mitzvah asay, because there's the mitzvah. You mentioned the mitzvah is not to put on a four corner garment. The mitzvah is once you have a four corner garment on, there's a mitzvah the Torah to put in tzitzis. At Shabbos, I can't put in tzitzis. So wearing a four corner garment on Shabbos without tzitzis, I'm not aware of anything. Now, you want to know why I'm wearing the four corner garment? You know, no reason not to do it stamazoy. So let's say a case where that was my garment. So if I take it off, it'll be embarrassing. So I'm not going to take it off on Shabbos, because what do you want to do? I can't put on tzitzis anyway. On the weekday, you can't wear this bag without tzitzis. And when it comes to mitzvah deraisa, so kama d'briyas is nice, but mitzvah deraisa overrides. The person's wearing klayim. I think I told you the story of the person. If I climb, because I'll say first finds climb a big day, push to fill of a shuk. There's a year, Ramotel Pogromansky. You're familiar with the name? Ramotel Pogromansky?
Mm-hmm. Did Rav Aaron speak about him?
Rav Aaron spoke about him a few years ago. So Ramotel Pogromansky was a fascinating person. Ramotel Pogromansky was, I guess, a club called Shulman. He was a young man. He was like nine. His father was nifter. He was very young. By the age of nine, he was running his father's factory. He was in charge of the whole factory. Brilliant fellow. Rabbi Lapian came through the town, gave it to Russia. He went to Russia, was inspired, and decided he wants to go of the yeshiva to learn. So he gave over the responsibility of the factory to somebody else. He went off the yeshiva to learn. After a few months, he decided, he wants to go back to the factory. And Rabbi Lapian realized that this person is a major, really should be major. He can be a major person as you call yourself. So he sent them to Tells. He left Tells. The boy went back to his town. Ray Lapin checked up, is he still there? And found he left. He went back to the city specifically to speak to him. Sent him to Tells. He came with a zero background in learning. He'd been busy, with his taking care of his, family issues. So in Tells, there was a hierarchy of shiurim. So each year you advance a shiur. The highest shiur was by invitation only. So within 2 years he was in the highest shiur of the yeshiva. He went from the bottom of the machina, which is the highest goal, to the highest shiur of the yeshiva by invitation only. The shiur was, listen to this, the shiur was Thursday nights from 12 to 7 in the morning. A 7-hour chuppah shiur. So that's the level of the brilliance that he had. So Ramotel was an absolutely Yerushalayim. Gifter said about him, he said that he could take the most difficult concept in Kabbalah and make it understandable to a 5-year-old child. It was such a brilliant to understand it. So Ramotel, after the war, was in Paris. He survived the war. He was in the Covenant Ghetto. It's interesting, the three Rebbeim and Yeshiva, like, Rav Aaron's father was very close with him. So he knew from the Covenant Ghetto. Rav Aaron's father was in Covenant, from Slobodka. I heard about him because of Gifter would talk about him all the time because he lived in Tells. And after the war, he was in Paris, and he was with Rav Aaron Kreuzer, was with him. Rav Aaron Kreuzer's father was with him in Paris after the war. So we all share our Ramotel Pogromansky stories. So he told me, Rav Kreuzer told me a story that once they were sitting in the book and were talking. They got to this gemara that you have to take off your clothing. So one of the brachim asked Ramotel, "So would you do that?" He said, "Yeah, I would do that." That's all. It was very tremendous year shemaim. He was also an erlich person. So one of the brachim says that Ramotel, he gave beispiel would be. He said in Yiddish, in Yiddish. He said, "If you're on the top of the Eiffel Tower and all Paris can see you, you realize you have climb in your pants. What are you going to do, Ramotel?" That's what he asked Ramot. So Ramot stops and he thinks. He says, I'm going to drop my pants. So the Baruch screams and says, Ramot, God's beneath it. He screams, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? Ramot stops and he thinks. He says, yes, I dropped my pants. That was a multiple program. He says, that's the law. It comes to rice, says, you got to drop your pants. I'm not saying we're able to do that so easily, you know. So his point is on Shabbos, could be you don't have a chiyuv dibeidik, because even if it's not properly tied, it's not ma'akeh. But the brach, on the other hand, would be relevant on Shabbos also. So the fact that the shulchan aruch chapped on the issue of the brach as opposed to the mitzvah is covered, is including Shabbos also. So that would be why he discussed the bracha. Mr. Burris suggests a different answer. Okay, bechudei sitzes gam tzarich lid vodka lamalu b'mokim neka batalis adakshira shem psula for the minister chutechad I'm real locha. So it's not just the free hanging sitzes; you have to check where they go into the bag and that nothing tore over there. So you want to check that. Okay, we're worried about bracha batal. So the Mr. Burris Kobe. Zawagav the Lublav Hakh Yesh Kashash is sir Shayilbush Bagash Arbor Kamas when sits is. So why are you arguing about the Brach of Tola? Ask me the you put it in a bag without sitzes? So the answer is we come walk and look me lach as kosa show you kosher. The answer is you have a chesus kashus. So no, you have a chesus kashus. So what are you worried about the Brach of Tola? Rak Mishum Kharmi Deloy Sisa Shesh Brach of Tola. Brach of Tola has an Isra Bloy Sisa, which according to the Rama is the Raisa, according to the Mishanim is the Rabbana, but there's an Isra Bloy Sisa. At least me Rabbana, it's called Bloy Sisa. And Bloy Sisa is a very chavrut aveira. Therefore, Kamir Lubotka, even though Mira Rice, you can go back to Hesus Kashas. We're machmir to everybody. Now, this is interesting. You should know that the Taz are actually, well, Bishop Burr is going to mention in a second, the Taz raises some questions with this Chazak. Okay. Visa, Mishalevish, Kama Begodim, Shositzes, Ain't Circling to Kalapa Echamia, Kimon the Bracha Achas the Kulo. The issue is the Bracha, as long as one of them is kosher, so you're wearing four pairs of sitzes, right? Right? Shamar was wearing many, many sitzes. So was he boiling all of them every morning? So according to this, listen, each one has a chesus kashrus. So as long as one of them is kosher, you don't have a bracha levatala. Okay. However, they say no. The tzarich leave the kula. You have to check all of them. Why is that? Say echad dolosilchina achazaka b'makom niyachel levar. This halacha that you're semeh on chazaka. If it's actually levar b'kal, you're not semeh on chazaka. Why should? Listen, I know. If it's very easy just to clarify. Oh, I don't have to ask any questions. If you can levar b'kal, you're supposed to levar b'kal. That though this didn't levar b'kal that you're required to be levar when you're able to semeh. That's machloekis in the Achronim. That's the rice of the Rabbanim. Sometimes it's only the Rabbanim. The rice of Chazaka is Chazaka. Number one. Number two, the Chazaka gruyehi. The Chazaka is not such a strong Chazaka. Why? The suyim achutim li pasek. They're very common that they tear. It's our little b'chol yom b'berker kishalayim shum. So you should check them every morning. So this is the more introduces a concept what's referred to as a chazaka hasuya lishtanus. I have a chazaka, but it's very common that it changes. It's a suya lishtanus. So the more it talks about that in the fourth parak in Kedushin, the more it talks about the father married his daughter off. If a girl's a Nara, the father's in charge. If she's a Bagaris, she's in charge. Well, the day when she becomes a Bagaris, the father's a Makadish in the morning, and she was Makadish herself in the afternoon. She has too many Bagaris by the end of the day. So, who is she married to? She had a Cheskas. Katnus, or not Katnus, but Cheskas Naris, she wasn't a Begaris yet, therefore her father would win. The other hand is a Tzuy Lishtanis. It's going to change soon. So can you use the Chazak in that situation? situations. That's a, that, the more it brings over there. I think Rav says you can't use the chazaka.
So she becomes a bagaris at 12 and a half.
It's 12 and a half, right.
So then you know when it's.
But that day, it's the day which comes to bagaris, you should see money bagaris.
Oh, but Simone on top of the 12 and a half.
Right. So Simone bagaris had not developed in the morning, they developed at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So what's her status? So we don't know exactly when they developed, you know. Mm-hmm. Right? So, fine. You have to check all of them. If you did take them off some point during the day, and then even in the case of your Masiach Das, which means you have to make a new bracha when you put it back on, you put it down for, you know, off to the side for a little bit, so it's nothing, we still nothing's going to happen. Now, the feel about Baker, we have this very quick minion, and if you're checking your system, we'll make you look Philip Tzibur, or you're running very late, or both, as Baruch said yesterday. Or they called you up to come up to the Sefer Torah, and you have to put in the bag. So you can rely on the Chazak in that situation. So, but you have to have chazaka is based on the foundation you knew at one point in time it was definitely kosher. If you never knew it was kosher or not, there's no chazaka says whatever we knew as a fact remains intact. I need to have a fact, so I knew. I remember yesterday I checked them, yesterday they were fine, so I can rely on that in the situation of Patrak.
Like Friday to Sunday.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. But chances are you would have checked. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you would have checked every day. Come on, come lie in the Ksas Madevsha. As much as you can, you should check. Bimshol tells me, Akhir Lalois, the Torah. If you borrow somebody else's talents to go up, and then again, shalom the bracha. Well, in that situation, you don't make a bracha. And talk about the cloud. By mir locha, it says that you don't have to check. Because the Torah says, "Dilam tassel cha alar makapus kasuscha asher tachasavu." It says kasuscha, your begad, has to be yours. So if I borrow talents, I'm not chayiv in tzitzis, unless I borrow it in such a way that I get ownership. So in that situation where I'm not really chayiv, but I definitely don't make a bracha. So you have what to argue for sure. I don't have to check. Tal shel tibur.
That's
true, but it's not your headache. Now, Talos on Tzibur is a much more complicated thing. Because in Talos on Tzibur, you could and should make a bracha on it, because it was bought for the Tzibur. You remember the Tzibur, you have a right to use the Talos. So when you put in the Talos, you should make a bracha on it. Our minhag is not to make a bracha on Talos on Tzibur, which really means that a person goes up for an aliyah, you should make a bracha on the Talos. We don't do it. Sir Chaim Kanievsky suggested the following thought process. He says, whatever reason why that started, it started. But now that that's so, it comes out when the Gabbai buys the talis, he's not buying it all shame that should be used by the tzibur for the purpose of the mitzvah, because people are not making brachas on it. So he never meant to be makna to the tzibur. It belongs to the shul, not the tzibur. Right? So it's used. The argument, you know, we're putting on really more of the shame covenant tzibur. That's why you make a covenant Torah and covenant tzibur. You're not putting on the shame mitzvah. So Mishmur will talk about it later on.
So you're actually not a owner.
Right. So then it comes out, you can't make a brach on it. So that's a big headache. That means I forgot my towels. I want to walk in and take a towel from the shul. According to him, I couldn't use it. I couldn't make a brach on it. Right. Same. So it's like, it's a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Right?
It makes sense. Like, if it's a shul library, most of the times they have signs that you cannot take a safer home with you. So obviously it doesn't belong to to you. It belongs to Shul. Shul can make a rule that you can't take it. Can't take it home, because if you say it belongs to everybody, I should theoretically be allowed to take it home and bring it back.
But let's say create the scenario with back in Europe there was the tzibur, there was really it all belonged. We are the ones who pay the taxes, we pay the dues, and we create this building. Right, so really we own it in a certain sense. That's where that's why the Shabur is going to tell you, you make a bracha when you put it out.
So if there's a shul that purchases many talisos, in that case you would make a bracha on it.
If they buy them, other people should be able to use them, so they're golden, so people should use them for mitzvahs, so then you make a bracha. When you put it away, you checked it. So we assume nothing happened. So now that's a good chazak. So that's what I do. It just makes life easier in the morning. I don't have to have another thing in my head to worry about time wise. I check them before I put them away. I put them away in a way that they're not going to get thrown around. So in the morning, they're ready to go.
Do we still need to separate the strings?
You still should not forget.
But you don't need to check. This is talking about the kesher that's closest to Mega.
It's talking about all the. Well, really, it's talking about both. You want to make sure that you have enough sitzes, futin. You want to make sure the kesher is tied. You want to make sure that the futin going into the hole are all intact.
Once it gets too big, then we no longer can ignore.
Yud. You put on the house cotton, when your hands are not clean to make able to make a bracha, so you have a shadow bracha, you put it on without a bracha. So you do yoda later on when you wash your hands, it mashes with tzitzis, you bark a lot. So you do mishmush, which means you basically you touch them, move them. Oh. Because you must talis acher, you bark a lot, you have a little gamaz, or you put in your talis gadol, you'll have a mind for the talis katan also. In that situation, you don't need to do anything with the tzitzis of the first bag. The argument behind mishmush is you're sort of moving in them, it's as if you're putting it on now. Now it's not a ma'akev in the sense of that. Like he's going to say in a second. Oh, we got the camel b'chol mitzvah. The circle of work over lasiyos and mamish. You have to do it before you do the mitzvah. Halachas shani mishum the katan gavra l'chazi. The person can't make the bracha. Then he's not ready to make the bracha at that point in time.
We suggest
person puts in a sitzes in the bathroom. Person puts in a sitzes after he goes to the mikvah in a mokum where you can't make a bracha. So you have many scenarios like this. You can't make the bracha then. So you still put on your sitzes. You make the bracha later on. You have a lift, or you have to one with something else. Bracha log is on. Ain't no the work. Tell us kato. The chavam mitzvah is as a tell us kato.
That's
what we do. We make a bracha one for both. I've seen people do the following, which is not as good. They wait till the shul. They put the talis cotton at home. Their hands aren't clean. They do everything. They come to shul. They make a bracha on the talis cotton. They make a bracha on the talis cotton right afterwards. She says that's not such a good idea. She goes. Bracha shen esricha. You can make one bracha for both. That's called bracha shen. It's not a bracha of atala, because when you made it, it was chal on something. But it's a bracha shen esricha, which is a form of a bracha levatol. Okay. Avoid. I feel in yafsik to my meruba bein tatal skotn legodol. Come from a royal bracha love. Then. sometimes the Talos Katan is not the greatest thing to make a bracha on it. It's not open enough on the sides. Adu Katan Yashir Shemavur Lekamam Sif Tezayin is too small. Adu Yashir Bebelayla Lekamam Sif Tezayin Mishabura. Or you slept with it. If you slept with it, you don't make a new bracha in the morning. So it's much better to make a bracha on the Talos Katan and be much of the Talos Katan. Okay. Yud Aleph Iker Mitzvahs Talos Katan Lalav Shoy Al Begadam Kadei Shatamid Yireyu Beisker Mitzvahs. The Iker Mitzvahs is to wear it on top of your garments. This is why the Chassidim wear it on top, right? That you should notice it and do the mitzvahs. You remind you of doing Hashem's mitzvahs. So the Mishnah Berurah Chafei Al Begadav Uvuksam Is. However, in the result says Talos Katan Tachas Begadav. You wear it under your garments. And Mishnah Berurah will say later on that our minigas do like the ksavim in that point. To some chassidim that they do like this interesting combination. They wear it over their shirt under a vest, and they always wear a vest to become the ksavim. Because we're going to run the akaponim, tzarchiyu atzitzas bin bechutz, lekiyinu shetachkin oyson beaknofis. They stick it into their pockets. They should be out. I don't know if you've ever had the experience, you know, I've had the going asking, like, what are those fringes? So I had it recently. So I said that to him. Read the Bible. I got a ton of voices. Read the Bible. You should read the Bible. It's a good book. He says, I'm sorry. He says, it's in the Bible. He says, where's the Bible? He says, Numbers 15. You know? Read the Bible. So, you know, instead of asking this question, because it's a very interesting halachic issue. You can't teach Torah to a goy.
You can't what?
Teach Torah to a goy.
I thought, not the written? You can't even just talk about the written?
No. Mitzvahs which are relevant to them, you can talk to them about. Otherwise, you can't teach them. So it's a challenge. You know, you have a guy working, a nice guy. He wants to understand what you're doing. Why do you keep kosher? Why do you keep Pesach? You want to explain to them. You should look and tell your intelligent person. You know, explain Pesach. There's some say that the stories of the Torah you're allowed to teach, because the stories of the Torah really are universal messages of the Hashem wants the whole world to know about the stories of the Torah. But the halacha is really, you know, so it's a little read Numbers. Leave me out of it. You know. So chapter 15. So you go in Ben Akum, you're not equipped to have them hanging out. So that was, you know, would be difficult. At least with Shas Abracha, they should be Megula Daladam. Yireyu, we wear them and should be able to see them. Come on, let's see. Risa Masos Kartem. My brother-in-law's father-in-law learned by the Chavos Chaim in Radin. So he once asked him, did the Bochum in Radin wear the sitzes out or not? He said no. In Europe, most people do not wear the sitzes out. It was very uncommon to wear sitzes out. They had enough problems with the guy, but they didn't wear the sitzes out. So he said the Bochum did not wear the sitzes out. So I'm not sure what the Chavos Chaim felt. He wasn't sure what the Chavos Chaim held about that. You know, but that was the fact.
And so for sure the beged also would not be over the
right. That the Berel Lachal says later on in Simon Yud that we wear it underneath. You stick them into your pants. Suffice the fact that you're not seeing your sitzes. You're hanging your sitzes down on your body and inside your pants. That's embarrassing to the sitzes. So that which they say, well, listen, they're going, what's going? What do you want them to do? So you die, she simu hatzitzes mesecha kanaf. You can stick it into the corner. So you could theoretically, what he means is, you can open up the corner of your sitzes. You know, there's a little corner that there's. It's so open up one of the sides and use it as a place to hold your sitzes, to store, stick your sitzes in. Theoretically, you can also stick it in your pants pocket. You know, it comes out a little bit, stick it in the pants pocket. You know, there's places to put it.
Sew a pocket into the corners of the tzitzis?
It's not sewing. They're sewn already. You have all your corners. There's a little square. Open one side, and now you have a pocket. V'ilu hoyo lehem eiz adarim melech was medom shechok galov shem melech. Kama hoyim iskashin by lifnei anoshim tovin. If I had this present from the king, I'd show people, wow, I have this medal from the king. Kavacher b'tzitzis shemiramis al shem melech malchem lochem kadosh baruch hu. Kavam m'sim chaptal sefei. So it's miramis Hashem's name. So kama miskavet ha'odem anoyis shmoilav. How much would you should be proud of the fact that you're wearing, carrying Hashem's name? Vomer chazal azor ben tzitzis. When Mashiach comes, the ones who make it to the final end will be careful with this mitzvah. So if each one, if there's 10 goyim, asar noshim, we call them as a goyim, so there are 70 goyim, and there's there's 10 of each one of the Shana Sagoyim, so that's 700. But hold on to the four corners of the four corners of your Megarmi, you mean your tzitzis, Chazal say. So you'll end up with 2,800 Goyim there, surrounding you, taking care of you. So that's Chazal tied that into the midst of tzitzis. So this was a fact that means people were wearing tzitzis, and then when Mashiach came, this is how it played out. Okay, Simon Sifyan Bates. Im yesh lo kama begodim shel arba kanafis kulam chayom mitzitzis, multiple garments, each one's chayiv. In the washam kulam b'loy hafsik, you put in the one after the other. Well, you die to mitzil akum, you plan to do that. So you barach ala brach achas, you make one brach and you put all of them on. However, v'masi b'nei, if you interrupted, well, see what's called an interruption. So then tzarech l'borach, I'll call achas v'achas. So then each one should get its own brach as you put it on. So you put one on, another one on, etc. Or you didn't plan to put in all of them, and then you realize that, well, I made the bracha and realized I have three more pairs of tzitzis that I didn't realize. So you say, well, I'll put them all on. But when you made the bracha, you didn't plan to put these on, so you need its own bracha. How became after being there? Became in partial region kind of shalom as a sheni tzarich levar lach shalavar. Furthermore, if when you do the second one, the first one is ended, so you need a bracha. Now, the Mishmur is going to bring that the Akhrenim argue on this Shema Sedeshin. It's a problem with Shema Sedeshin, and the Akhrenim will argue on that point. The next few Sifim will all deal with this issues of when you make when you need to make multiple brachas, and when not. So the first scenario we're dealing with is pretty basic, is if a person had multiple tzitzis and he planned to put on multiple tzitzis, he make one bracha for all of them, unless there was a hafsik, or he hadn't planned to put them on. Shibur chav zayin kulam chayav. What's your alarm? Im loyim shem kulam. If you're wearing all of them, they're all chayav tzitzis. There is a mandamra the Gemara which holds that tzitzis are chayvus mana, meaning the item. So there's a mitzvah to have tzitzis in the garment even though you're not wearing it. We don't pass that. Then we pass the mitzvah. Tzitzis chayvus garment. It's in the person. So we tell the person if he's not wearing them, they're not chayvus tzitzis.
What would I think that they wouldn't be failed in?
I'm not sure there's a real havamina, or just it's clarifying. It's not that you're yotzei the mitzvah tzitzis by putting on one garment which has four corners, and then the other ones, nishnish.
I'm wearing one. one has and wearing three that don't have tzitzis on them.
Right. I did the mitzvah tzitzis. I wear other garments to the square. Okay, but I did the mitzvah tzitzis. It's not the point. The point isn't do the mitzvah tzitzis. The point is the mekayim, the key of mitzvahs in each garment. I'm not sure it's a real habit, but you're just clarifying that point.
I mean, if you say not like the Mishabura, then isn't it more of an issue that he's saying if he has kama begadim, if they're in the closet, he's chayv to put.
Yeah, we don't pass that. We don't pass like that one. Yeah, because he himself says later on like that. He says it's similar to Teres. Tzitzis chavis gavra who will look chavis man. It's mishulchan l'shulchan aruch. That's what I was saying. In mafsi b'neim, hanu behevzik gadol shubachal hesek adas. Hevzik over here means a significant gap, which generates a hesek adas that I'm not aware of the original process. Avashias man maf. Pesukim are going to rub mishar chadim the kavam and simin reishvav the shtika la koshav hevzik. Just being quiet, not doing, as long as you didn't speak, is not a hafsik. Feeling sure, harbe yersim ichle deeper. Even if it was a very long time lapse, but it's a shtika, it's not a hafsik. Now, v'imsoch b'neim, if he spoke, he put on garment A, then he put on garment B, and in between he spoke between the A and B. What he spoke about was something which was part of the process of getting dressed. Give me that other garment. If, however, the speech was not Latzarech Levisha, yesh te'es ben apostkim, there's an argument. So they all argue that it's considered a hefsek. The Shach and Yerdei is dealing with multiple shechitas one after the other. So I want to make a bracha b'al shechita, Sheikh Shabbos and Tzivon al shechita, and use that for multiple acts of shechita. So if I don't speak in between, fine. That would be this din. I'm planning to do multiple mitzvahs and make one bracha for all of the mitzvahs that I'm doing. What about if I spoke sechita b'tayel in between? And again, if I spoke sechita the tzarech mitzvah, so I'm shechita, so give me the next chicken. The shechita in the tzayel, not only shechita, the way they work is they work for 20 minutes, half an hour. They shecht a lot of chickens and they stop. They take a rest. Somebody else shechts, and then they get their shreft bath and they do again. Right, so for 20 minutes, the guys, half an hour, the guys shecht straight. 200, 300, 400, 500 chickens in half an hour. The speed is. It's pretty quick. The machine comes along and supports the chickens. It doesn't have to abuse the strength to hold it, but that would wear them out very quickly. And there's a goy holding it. Somebody's in there holding it. Chefs. It's what?
Assembly line.
It's assembly line. It's almost assembly line. So it's one bracha.
So he makes the bracha after he takes a break.
He takes a break. He's making a bracha. Right. So but what about if he made it? So that's what about if he spoke sicha b'teila? So the shach over there says in your day, and the Bokhara says over here that you'd make a new bracha. So same thing over here. I'm putting on one pair of bag, second bag, third bag, fourth bag. If I spoke sicha b'teila, so that'd be a half sick. However,
why
is that the shirt? Yesh. Why did he brings over here that the Taz over there, the Yesh servant of the Bazad, the Ain Sark Lachsul of Order, Navakimo Shasach Bamsa Suda. So they compare it to this. So let's understand this then. So one, we have a example, a marshal of this, where we don't make a new bro. What's that? A person says, "How much lechem in Eretz?" And he eats. He eats some more bread a little bit later on. In between, he spoke about the weather. So why does it work? So you say once you emsa suda, once you convey a suda, the bracha is included on everything which is doing in the meal. So that becomes there's no issue of a hefsek at that point in time. So can I generate? Is there a difference between a meal which there's a kviyas to a meal? Now we do it by our bracha on the. On my banana also. There's no kviyas suda on a banana. We say once you make the bracha, the fact that we spoke between is not ma'akim. So who I did when I'm trying to do multiple acts of shkita? This is my process of doing many shkitas. I made a bracha. That's it. Now I'm holding in the middle of it doing shkitas, so I don't make a new bracha. So therefore, David Kamosh is talking about Sura. Look, there's a lot of hackles, bespeak, bracha. So it's better not to get involved in the machloikis. Can his come prove a godam? Can you start kolonim shalolo suach? It's best not to speak. Bim diber ain't chesed b'varak. If you did speak, we stop. You can't come back into the bracha because it's a suffic bracha. Kol shkain she yizor shalolo hafzik hafzik godol. That's a legal bracha shet etzricha. So come on, the simreish as well. Don't create a bracha for no need. That's the gabbai yamil also, preferably. Okay, he says he did not intend to put on multiple pairs. But to learn Mishloah, Hoyer Bedaita the Befeish. Rak Shabir at Stama. He wasn't thinking one way or the other. He just was making a brocha stam. And he says, "Oh, well, my wife put out five buttons. We got him today. He didn't realize this. He's only wearing two today." So that's, it's like being Mavsik. Have a king Mavsik. It's also Mavsik. The Marafilo, Hoyer Munachim, the father called the Gunnam, the Salabri Kanthas, Beshaz, and Brach. Even though they were all there, Philip the Turk, Lash, and the Borech, you're going to make a new bracha. Why? The Marishu, Rago, Rak, Lilbosh, Achas. I don't normally put on multiple pairs. Valkane, Bestoma, Ain, Oyla, Bracha, the Kulam. Davi Kanimlach. That's like, later on, we get the Hills Brachas. Person eats an item, not intended to eat anymore, then later on, he changes his mind. So, that's Machaib and Ubracha in certain scenarios. Ella, in Kenoh, you died to Eleven Ferish, unless you intended. Now, Muadin, in Berach, Al Talos Katan, Al Mitzis, Kimino Gainu. Loch of Miyad, Al Talos Katan. So, immediately you took the Talos Katan right afterwards. Imoy, you died to Beferish, Lifter, Al Mitzis, and Tar Lach Shalavarech. You don't make an Ubracha. However, Ubistama, Chos Mavarech. Normally, if there's no das, then you need a bracha on the talis kotel. Why? The bestama ain't died to be al mitzvahs kim al talis kotel. Because normally the bracha for talis kotel is not al mitzvahs. But again, he said like we come back him. The feeling about it, yes, there's only the bracha on talis kotel. He died to lubush take up talis kotel. Don't make the bracha on talis kotel if you're putting the talis kotel right away. Fine. So you put it on without checking, you realize after that it's possible. Or the tzitzit became possible. Therefore, you took it off. Then, that's clearly you need a new bracha. You had no intent to change garments. Unless you explicitly had in mind for the multiple, that you plan to put other ones on. Comes along the Ramban, the Ramban says the person took a bracha on garment day, took it off, he planned to put on five garments. He had five garments in front of him and he had no doubt for all of them. He didn't speak. He puts the talis cup in A and then he takes it off. Zatar Ramban, you make a new bracha on talis B. Zatar Mishabura, Laman Alvi, Pasha, Rachvarim, Kol Kamal said. They disagree. Okay? Because it's Labush, I'm going to roam out of Groa and Agirab, and that's pretty heavy. The Pshita Le Havi Hefzik, the Kuliyama. It's definitely not a Hefzik. Vein Darbel Mashakos of Makara, the Sipi Dalad, the Pshita Havi Hefzik. We'll see you later on in Sipi Dalad, taking off as a Hefzik. Doesn't want you to die to Mashas Brocha, she has 10 over your Axel Yubush. But how can you die to Mashas Brocha, the Mishas Vavegan Hashani? The person puts on the garment A. Then later on in the day, he takes it off. So when he puts it back on, he needs a bracha. Yes, she does a half to go. But over here, that's not the issue. The issue over here was he was planning to put on multiple garments. And he put on a garment day, and then he took it off. That's not a half sick. That was your plan. So that's not that. This sheet over here is not considered a half sick, but to be make it problematic. Okay, I don't want to run through the next sifim. The next sifim will be, it'd be good to do them in sort of like a one sitting. You give them your down and tesvah. He deals with different scenarios where you ring your sisters and they came off when you mean to make a new bracha and when you don't. You know. So that'll be, so that's, we'll stop, we'll hold it here.